for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Hey, we're the Looters.
Hey,
what's up?
Looters is a sci-fi western actual play podcast using the Stars Without Number system.
We're a group of friends getting into trouble all over the universe.
So come with us if you're into adventure.
A rocket flies out of one of these ships far behind you and crashes into the wall and blows up.
There's rockets?
It's Mario Kart.
Crazy.
Intrigue.
Can I hack into the body and maybe see if they have like a memory data bank in their brain or some shit like that that I can access?
That'll literally.
Devastating physical injury.
Just take cover.
Okay. She's a good pilot, everyone. Very good. She's very good.
And friendship. Aww. New episodes of Looters out every Tuesday, wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now and more than 60 others can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Where the Stars Fell, The Call of Cthulhu Mystery Program, and Civilized. Plus, early access to new episodes of Midnight Burger, all still entirely ad-free.
Red Valley is intended for mature audiences and contains scenes some listeners may find distressing. Please go to redvalleypod.com for full content warnings on every episode. Do you want to continue?
Gordon Pollock, personal log. So, turns out I'm not alone. Aubrey Wood is outside, hiding in a camper van. We spoke a couple of hours ago over the comm Warren left her. I have no idea if I can trust this person. I've listened to the recording Warren gave me over and over, but I don't know. I can't think of any reason you'd go through what she's now going through unless you were sincere about trying to put something right. But then, my only friend is an amnesiac criminal whose fake wife threatened to cut my skull open with a bone saw the other week. There's a chance I'm not a great judge of character. We didn't talk very long. We weren't sure what to say to each other. The weird thing is that we have actually spoken before. A lot. Online a few years ago, when I first heard the rumors about Red Valley. It was Aubrey. She was the source who first started getting me information. I think she thought telling me that would break the ice. If anything, it made it more awkward to talk over the comm. I sound much cooler when you can't hear my voice. Aubrey told me a lot of wild stuff about Overhead back then. It's what got me hooked on Red Valley, on cryonics in the first place. The utter madness of it all. The man who started it all was one of the founders of the company in the 70s, Malcolm Landry. He was the first head of R&D. To begin with, it was all above board. Boring cryogenics work on plants and amphibians. Now, Aubrey's convinced he's behind everything that happens after that, but his name is nowhere near any of it. He's still at the company now, though, on the board of directors. It didn't take many years for Overhead's work to get grisly. Testing extreme temperature endurance on the homeless in the 80s. Igniting a vat of hydrogen sulfide that blew up an entire cohort of test subjects in North Wales in the 90s. And then, this place. So, I thought, I finally got the whole archive here. Going through all this is what Bryony asked me to do anyway, and if I can corroborate what Aubrey told me with what's in here, then maybe that's a step closer to trusting her. I mean, I assume half of it isn't true. Nope. It's all true. All of it. Here is a cutting of Malcolm Landry in 1972 barking on about suspended animation and how we're doomed to repeat our mistakes unless we harness the wisdom from past generations. Here's a note from the lead scientist of those experiments on the homeless. Oh, good God. The Vagabonds are a surprisingly cheerful bunch, which has made the liquid nitrogen immersion far less tedious than one might have anticipated. Fuck. There's photos of the burned-down research station in Wales. The guy in charge of that one was so desperate to protect his work, he shot 5 members of the local volunteer fire service with a hunting rifle as they tried to put out the blaze. And then injected himself with his own infusion. Here's my take on why cryonic preservation has been such a total bust. Until Warren, obviously. It's not because the concept is ridiculous. Fringe science begets fringe scientists. Narcissists, control freaks, god complexes, those are your entry-level traits. It's not a long walk to get to sociopathy, psychopathy, and, well, straight-up Dark Lord of the Sith. In the end, it doesn't matter how gifted they are or what results they get. Maniacs, they're gonna maniac. Wait, is that? No fucking way. Here's a fun wrinkle. So the brazen shithead running the homeless experiments disappears from the story once the project yields no decent data. Until you look at the photos of the victims in the Wales station fire 10 years later. He is one of the bloody test subjects. They turned the lead scientist on one project into a guinea pig in the next. Which begs the question, what happened to the guy with the hunting rifle? Wait, what was his name? Hansman. Alexander Hansman. Where did I see that? So, here is where the past arrives unpleasantly at the present. At my present. To Red Valley being active as the new home of cryonic research. Before any teddy bears, and before Warren Godby. Some dissection and analysis carried out on a selection of frozen internal organs, all clearly labelled. See, I thought Hansman was the name of the physician who harvested them. No, he's the bloody subject. Their analysis was the first duty of the newly appointed cryonics lead, Dr. Bryony Halbeck. It's hard not to look back at Malcolm Landry's words about being doomed to repeat yourself and think, yeah, no shit. You hire lunatics, expect lunacy. I guess recycling your lead scientists is economical. It creates a tidy little closed loop. Once you've started cannibalizing your own staff, though, where does that leave you? Where next can you turn? Bryony knows everything I learned here tonight. She knows how Overhead treat their own people. Does she even need it archived? Or did she just want to show me? To show me who she is. Show me what she can do. Aubrey's stories match up, at least. And if all of this is anything to go by, she might be the only person involved in this research that's ever managed to escape it. And she's come back. She's come back to stop it. I guess that's not nothing. Warren, I hope they wake you up soon. We need to talk.
While You Were Hypersleeping is a Red Valley miniseries written by Jonathan Williams and directed by Alan Mandel. Music, editing and sound design by Richard Campbell, Carol Pestridge and Alexander Broad. If you enjoyed the show, we'd be so grateful if you could rate, review and subscribe. Thanks so much for listening.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
You found the heart!
She found a key to the heart.
On the quest of a lifetime, three best friends take on a harrowing journey.
Your mind and body will be tested in these upcoming weeks, as well as your heart.
Where more is at stake than a gift from the gods. Being with Albina and I is going to be weird.
Not bad weird, just different. Everything's different on the water.
When new friends meet, you have an office?
Where do you think I do all the pirate business?
Pirates have business?
It's a parchment nightmare.
And family secrets are revealed.
We could be twins.
Yes, I've noticed.
This young crew of adventurers will learn what it takes to complete the deadly journey to the heart.
It's not like an island could set a trap for us.
What? Lightning fog? Are you kidding me?
But is getting what they want worth losing what they have?
I was happy with you and Charlie.
Was?
Look at us! How could I be?
Journey to the Heart. Now available everywhere you listen to podcasts. Tune in each week and vote for where you think the story should go next.
What will you wish for?